Nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
Taking a little break from your filming of the Pirates of the Caribbean, which is going on forever,
it
so you can be here to talk about your movie, which is opening this weekend.
Exactly.
Now, you're shooting that down in the Bahamas, the next two installments.
Yeah.
Did anybody tell you guys it's hurricane season? And they've been kind of a big deal this year?
Yes, we found out. We got evacuated a couple of weeks ago for Hurricane Wilma. So we had to leave for about a week because it did hit the island. We were quite lucky because none of the sets were destroyed. But I think there was a bit of damage the other side.
You and Johnny in Orlando
had to leave,
your way out of there.
We did.
But you're having a good time looking forward to the films?
It's good, yeah.
Through completion?
Absolutely. I think, you know, they're just bigger and better. I'm not giving anything away.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right, then.
You'll have to
wait
and see.
Well, then let's talk about Pride and Prejudice, and I'm not going to lie to you, Kira. Typically, I'm not a fan of the period pieces. That's just me.
Really?
This is the kind of a movie, I went into it, and I'm not ashamed to say, it feels like it just wraps your arms around you. And I understand this is a film that you, or a role certainly, that you originally resisted taking on?
Yeah, I was terrified.
Why is
that? Completely terrified. I thought I wasn't good enough. I'd never done a lead character before. I didn't think I was ready, and I thought to take on a character like Elizabeth Bennet that is so well loved, I was kind of setting myself up to be shot down, so I begged my agents not to put me up for it, and they told me not to be stupid, and I'm quite glad that they did.
Yeah, you made the right decision, but a character you were familiar with and a story you were familiar with from the time you were a child.
Yeah, no, I've been obsessed with it since I was about 7. I had it on book tape and used to listen all the time, and then the miniseries came out when I was about 10, and then I read the book, and I mean, she is my favourite character in English literature, so yeah, I was very lucky.
So life has kind of come around full circle for you.
It has, yeah.
And as far as making the movie and actually being in those fairy tale situations, I mean, the visuals are stunning, the outfits, the balls. Was that a dream come true for you? But what about wearing those corsets?
Oh, well, the corsets weren't as bad because they were awful in Pirates of the Caribbean because I was stupid enough to kind of go, no, make it tighter, make it tighter. Whereas these ones were kind of, you know, they were all right. They were fine. I had a nice time in my corset this time.
And the stunning locations, though, especially coming from the UK, I imagine that has to have been a treat.
Oh, no, it was amazing. I mean, I'm a London girl, so I'd never really done the whole countryside in the summer in England before, and it is magical in the extreme. So all the locations for Pride and Prejudice were actually done on location. They weren't set, so we didn't build anything. They're all actual houses, so it was really great.
Were you kind of sad to have to give it all up? Oh, this isn't really my life?
Yeah, I know. It was awful.
You've been at this acting gig, despite your very young age, for a long time. How old were you when you got your first agent?
I was 6 when I got my first agent, but I was 3 when I first asked for one.
Now, what is that about?
I don't know.
You said, Mom, Dad, I want an agent. You're 3 years old.
Yeah.
Most kids are asking for, you know, their body.
Yeah.
Body?
Body?
I don't think that's what I meant to
Maybe,
say.
Maybe, something like
the
that.
The baba.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I don't know. I was a precocious brat, really. And,
no,
yeah, and
I
my mom had one
second.
And my dad had one, and I thought it was unfair that I didn't have one.
Got to have an agent.
Got to have an agent, yeah.
All right. Well, it's led you to where you are now. Here in the United States, as you may have noticed when you go through the airports, our tabloids are a bit obsessed with celebrity. You know, they're on the covers there. But over there in the UK, it's nuts.
Mm.
It's out of control, it would seem, and some have said it is. Do you read any of that stuff yourself?
No.
Do you avoid it? You're of the mind, let me just not participate in that at all.
You know, I probably say 99% of it's completely false, and I don't mind fiction when you're being honest about fiction, but I mind it when you're being dishonest about it being fictitious.
Strangest thing you've ever heard about yourself or read about yourself?
Oh, I was recently meant to be going out with somebody that I've never even met. I had no idea who he was, and apparently we were going through this entire big relationship. I've never met him. Isn't that weird?
And maybe it's somebody you would have liked had you gotten to know them.
Well, maybe, but I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck with the movie. I really appreciate you stopping by and chatting with us tonight.